Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Eric Name, our Milwaukee basketball insider, joins us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline here on the Wendy's Big Show. Eric, how big of a game is this tonight after the Bucks? The only other time they've seen Philadelphia was, I mean, I don't know how many people are going to argue, their worst game of the season.
Name? He's not there.
It appears that Eric Name is not there on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. We'll check and see if we can get Eric Name back here on 105.7 FM, The Fan, 1250 AM, and thefreeradio.com. I believe he was there, but apparently not. The Milwaukee Bucks, though, as they've won, I believe, 10 of their last 11 games, now we talk with Eric Name on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Eric, how big of a game is this for the Milwaukee Bucks tonight, welcoming in the 76ers?
Yeah, I mean, you know I don't often believe in the notion that you can really have a big regular season game, but earlier today we talked to Wesley Matthews a little bit, and you know, we talked about, oh, you know, the last time you played the Sixers team, you guys really struggled in that game, you know, kind of what do you do to avoid that? And he is like, well, you mean we got our, I'll say butts, he said the other word,
thank
kicked,
you
right? Mm-hmm. He's like, that's what you're talking about, that we got our butts kicked in Philadelphia? And the reporter said, yeah. And he said, okay, well, I just want to make sure we're on the same page. And then he answered the question. So I would say this game means a little bit to them. I think they remember that game. And, you know, last year there was, like, the loss to the Phoenix Suns earlier in the year. It was like a loss that Bucks fans freaked out about, but in the locker room, they didn't care. Like, it's the Suns. What do we care if the Suns beat us? And obviously, they lost to the Suns again later in the season. So, like, I think this Sixers team is actually a team where it's like, you know what? They beat us. Embiid likes to talk junk. That whole team kind of does a lot of that stuff where, you know, I think in some ways that Sixers team can be a bit front-runnery where, you know, if they get a lead, they're at home, they feel good about themselves, they start talking junk, they hit some threes, then they really let you know about it. But on the road, they've been terrible this entire season. So I think the Bucks are going to be looking for some retribution tonight. And so whether or not that makes it big, I don't know. But I do think this is a game that they actually care about. And I do think they want to make a statement to the Sixers team and let them know, like, hey, you got us at home. We're going to get you just as good at home. And then the other two times we play you this year, we're going to take it to you as well.
I like that front runnery.
I like that style, too.
Yeah, I like the word Name put that together, like that front runnery. We were also talking about names today, the Miami Heat and the trades that were made. And it just looked like the Heat tried to make a trade to make a run at the Milwaukee Bucks.
Yeah. I think when you look at what was done this trade deadline, everyone knew that they were trying to catch the Bucks, and everyone knew that they were trying to beat the Bucks. Like, I think that's really as simple as I think this entire trade deadline kind of is. Like, even if you look at what the Clippers did on the other side, like, Marcus Morris is someone that's defended Giannis well in the past, someone that gives them another physical presence for wings. Like, that is what everyone was doing. You know, whether it was the Sixers going out and grabbing two wings from the Warriors that, you know, guys that played well for the Warriors, but the Warriors were the worst team in the league. And, you know, those guys probably won't play as well as they do in Philadelphia as they did with the Golden State Warriors. So, like, they were after that. The Heat in training for Iguodala. Iguodala is a guy that's gone toe-to-toe with LeBron James. And I think Giannis is the most comparable player to Giannis is probably LeBron. So I think you're kind of putting that in there as well, that, hey, you need more size on the wing, you need more defense on the wing, you need guys that can really help put a wall up against this Bucks team, and I think that's kind of where you get the trade that the Heat made. And then, you know, you throw in the other guys too, Jay Crowder, Solomon Hill, like, you're looking at a bunch of guys that can play on the wing and build a formidable wall against the Bucks. Like, this to me was, I don't know if we needed any proof, but if you needed more proof for who the whole league believes is the best team out there, like, this was proof of it. It's the Bucks, and everyone is chasing them right now.
Our Milwaukee basketball insider, Eric Name, Eric_Name, N-E-H-M, how you follow his coverage of the Milwaukee Bucks on Twitter, joining us here on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, 105.7 FM. The Fan. Eric, what's the reaction from your readers as to the Bucks staying patient at the trade deadline?
I think most everyone, you know, when I started writing trade deadline stuff a couple weeks ago, the comments at The Athletic were full of people saying, well, why are you even writing this? Like, the Bucks shouldn't do anything. Yeah. Like, you're on pace to win 70 games, be the third team in NBA history to do so. Why would you even think about ruining the chemistry, breaking up anything that you have going? Like, you're on pace to be the team that takes home the Larry O'Brien Trophy at the end of the season. So why would you think of messing it up? And I mean, my obvious answer is, well, you can always be better. No, like, no matter how good you are, you can always be better. So that was my immediate answer. But, you know, as far as the Bucks not doing anything today, I think all of their feedback to me in the process leading up to it would tell you exactly how they feel. Like, that is, to me, the reaction of many is, you got a good thing going, don't screw it up. And I know for a fact John Horst is on the phones all day long. There's, you know, whispers of what he was doing, what they were trying to do. You know, nothing significant enough to report, but, like, they were working the phones all day long. They were trying to get better, but in the end, they didn't find the right deal. They didn't find the right trade partner and couldn't get something done. But I don't think, to me, there's going to be a ton of fans out there really upset that they didn't do anything.
And I'm okay with that they didn't do anything, because right now, do you remember, we're not getting any more pushback on the Chris Middleton contract, are we? Because there was a lot of pushback in the beginning, but you can see why they paid Chris Middleton. I mean, he works with Giannis. The team is better with him. I mean, are you getting any more pushback from now, or has that calmed down?
I mean, the only pushback that remains is everyone saying, well, let's see what he does in the playoffs, which is, like I get it. That's what people want to say. But if you want to say, let's see what he does in the playoffs, may I refer you to the Celtics series 2 years ago?
Right.
Where he absolutely destroyed the Boston Celtics. May I refer you to last year's series against the Boston Celtics, where he destroyed the Celtics? May I refer you to last year's series against the Pistons, where he destroyed the Pistons? And then I would still refer you to the Eastern Conference Finals, where the Toronto Raptors double-teamed Chris Middleton when he was touching the ball, because he was one of the only guys that was a threat to the Bucks. And, like, so I get what people are saying. Let's see him do it in the playoffs, and that's going to stick with Chris until the Bucks win a championship. So I understand that comes with the territory. But, yeah, it's gotten awfully quiet, G. Like, there's not a lot of people that are in my mentions anymore about Chris Middleton not being good enough. And, I mean, I think that's a credit to Chris Middleton. I think it's a credit to Mike Budenholzer. Those two, I think, had some struggles last year as they tried to figure out how Chris fits in Bud's system. And Bud made some concessions over the summer and essentially let Chris do some of the stuff that Chris really likes to do, where he's taking more mid-range jumpers. And he's getting those shots where he gets his back to the basket and gets a guy that's smaller than him on him and just does whatever he wants. He's getting the threes. He's getting the free throws. He's making some plays. He's getting assists. Like, Chris is playing the best basketball of his life. So it's pretty hard to criticize him when he's doing that.
Well, let me ask you this also. If you look out west, did the Clippers surpass the Lakers? Or did you already have the Clippers in front of the Lakers?
Yeah, I like that Clippers team more than I like that Lakers team. And why I feel that way is I think that Clippers team already had more shooting. When you watch the Bucks play the Lakers, the floor got really small for that Lakers team. Like, they just don't have enough shooters there, where you're going to have Brooke Lopez right by the rim, you're going to have Giannis right by the rim, and that's how the Lakers score. That game was strength on strength. The Lakers score at the rim more than they shoot threes. The Bucks are the best rim-protecting team in the entire league. And it was clear that night that the Bucks' strength at the rim was better than the Lakers' strength at the rim offensively. So I've thought that that Clippers team is more fearsome just because Kawhi Leonard can kind of do what he does. Like, he can get hot from the mid-range. He can find ways to beat you there. Paul George can beat you from the three-point line. So I've always had the Clippers ahead, and today was helpful for them. I think the big thing with them is they still have Zubats as their starting center, which I don't think he can play against the Bucks. The Bucks played him off the floor the last time they played. So they can go small, but they've kind of assembled a team where they can go small more effectively by adding a guy like Marcus Morris today.
Eric Name joining us here on the Wendy's Big Show. Eric, now the deadline for the trade deadline is over. Now it opens into buyout season. What position possibly could the Bucks look at in that market?
Yeah, I mean, I think that going into the trade deadline this last week, I was kind of thinking Jay Crowder would be an interesting name. Obviously, Jay Crowder was one of the guys that got traded from Memphis to Miami, and obviously the Heat aren't going to buy him out because he's a useful 3-and-D wing. So that was the name I was thinking about. The other one that I kind of think about now is Marvin Williams. He's owed a whole bunch of money by the Hornets, and there might just be a spot where they say, you know what, we'll buy you out because we think you deserve the opportunity to go play for a playoff team rather than for this sorry Charlotte Hornets team right now. So maybe there's a chance that he gets bought out, and that is a name that I think is interesting to me. But ultimately, you know, the one thing I like to remind people is that there's a lot made of the buyout market, but buyout market players rarely help all that much. They're just going to be guys that, you know, fill out the end of the roster. And especially for this Bucks team, it's going to be tough for a buyout guy to find playing time.
Mm-hmm.
This team is so deep, and all of their, you know, 7 through 13 on this roster are so good that there's just not a lot of opportunity here. Like, if, for example, if you take the trade that the Sixers made for Glenn Robinson III and for Alec Burks, those two dudes would struggle to find playing time in the Bucks. Like, they probably would ultimately slot into, like, Pat Connaughton's spot or, like, DJ Wilson. Like, they would move up above those, but ultimately, they wouldn't have a defined role here in Milwaukee. And for buyout guys, they're often on the market looking for a chance to win a ring,
mm-hmm.
and a chance to prove themselves and get themselves another contract. The Bucks can definitely offer the ring part. That is undeniable. But there's not a lot of opportunity to be had here in Milwaukee.
Sure.
There's not a lot of guys that can say, you know what, I for sure would get playing time on the Milwaukee Bucks. It's going to be a fight for any of those guys, and that is not super appealing to buyout guys. So last year you saw the Bucks use the buyout market to get Pau Gasol. And Pau Gasol was pretty much brought in for, hey, if we need to play the Sixers, we need another big guy, you can go up against Joel Embiid, and that will help us out with our bench units. But ultimately Pau Gasol got hurt, didn't really play for the Bucks, only played one game for the Bucks, and then ended up retiring after that. So those are more realistic type people for the buyout market for the Bucks than, you know, a real impactful difference maker, because those guys are going to go where there's opportunity, and in Milwaukee there's not a ton of opportunity for guys that are just rotation players and not very clear starters.
Eric, appreciate the time, man. Enjoy the game tonight, and we'll talk next week, Thursday, 4:48, usually our regular time, with Eric Name. Appreciate you being flexible today with the trade deadline.
No problem. I look forward to it, fellas.
Take it easy, man. That's Eric Name joining us here on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Gotta love Eric Name.
Remember, he was an intern here.
See, I was not here even when that happened.
No, I mean,
way back in the day.
There's hope for all you guys.
Somehow.
For Plucker. I mean, there's hope for, you know, all you guys. You know, become Eric Name. You know?
If I would become Eric Name, that would break any goals that I ever had.
Josh Vernier. You know,
sure.
All you guys. You know?
Right.
I'm not going anywhere. This is it.
You're locked in here?
I'm locked in. This is it
That's what I'd like to hear.
I don't want to do nothing else. This is it. Hopefully they let me stay for another 5-6 more years. I just, you know, this is it.
Eric Name joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline.
Right here in this chair right here.
Right there.
This chair right
there. Well, they did take your microphone.
Well,
they replaced it, though, apparently.
Steve came in here yesterday and fixed it. I mean, but it looks like it's in the resting position right now, so.
So it's on the DL.
Give it
10-day injured list, and we'll figure out what it goes on.
It's only 10-dayer.
Yeah, that's
but
all right.
I appreciate them bringing my mic back in, because I like to sit back a little bit more. And normally Bill Michaels talk out of this mic right here.
And spits on it and stuff like that.
I mean, well, a lot of people spit on it.
Right,
but
100%.
But this one way in the back, not a lot of people use that one way in the back, so they don't spit on it as much. So it's got a lot of my spit on it. But I appreciate Steve. And what was it? Is it Chris Tarr?
Yes. Chris Tarr, engineer maybe here, that, helping us out.
Maybe
appreciate
getting
it.
That up and going for me.
Great work. Great work, guys.
Sure, we got great people.
John Johnson of WIP in Philadelphia like on the radio.com app joins us next. Philadelphia 76ers Insider is with us on the Wendy's Big Show.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.